remember the earthquake on April the 6th that struck the city of L'Aquila in central Italy and surrounding areas. The quake and aftershocks killed nearly 300 people and left at least 50,000 others homeless. In the days immediately after the quake, we were transfixed by the heartbreaking images of death and destruction that were constantly being shown on the world's TV screens. But inevitably, in due course, the media's attention moved away to other disasters. But 3 months on from that deadly day in early April, let's shine the spotlight on the plight of those made homeless by the quake. In a few deadly seconds, their lives were turned upside down as they found themselves without a roof over their head, forcing thousands of them to live in tent cities. How are these people coping with trying to rebuild their lives? What are their feelings about the future? And how optimistic are they that they will soon be living in a proper house again, rather than a tent? Well, lots of questions, and to get the answers, I turned first of all to the local Catholic Church, and more specifically to Caritas Italia, which is among the humanitarian organisations that are helping to ease the plight of those made homeless. Andrea Piscopo works at Caritas Emergency Centre in L'Aquila, and he told me more about their work and the situation facing the people living in these tent cities.
23,000 are in tents, in camps, and they're living in the worst condition because of the weather. We're in summer now, and summers are very hot here, but we have also rains, and when it rains, it becomes very, very cold. And autumn and winter as well are very near, so people is worried about their condition before the coming on winter. Not all the population have jobs, because someone lost it. And this is a part of the population that has the most difficulties, together with aged people and children, and also handicapped people.
Roughly speaking, how many people are there living in each tent?
We have different conditions in tents, because there are small tents in which can live just one family, so 4 or 5 people. But there are bigger tents in which can sleep up to 10 or 12 people.
10 or 12 people living in one tent, it must be very crowded. There must be a lack of privacy.
Yeah, they have a lot of difficulties. I've been there, I spent there some nights in a tent of 10 people, I suppose. I can't remember because it was dark. And you can find young people with elderly people, and you can imagine just which kind of difficulties they face. You have to be very careful living with other aged people, because everybody has their own need. And sometimes you find different families in the same tent, with different traditions, with different needs, women and men with their own needs. So it's a very strange situation. And don't forget that these people is living in these conditions since April. So it's 3 months.
You talked there about how different families have to share a tent, different families who have different habits or different cultures. Do you find that often people are starting to argue now because, as you say, they've been living like this in very close quarters with other people for 3 months? Are people really starting to get very fed up?
Well, it happens that they argue sometimes because of the things you said, but I think that the real reason is not the fact that they live together for such a long time. Partly the reason is that one. But the fact is that they are stressed because they live in a condition of fear, because there have been many aftershocks after the earthquake that happened on April the 6th.
Do the people there fear being forgotten and still find themselves living in the tents when autumn and winter comes? And of course, up there, it's high up and it's very cold in the winter.
Well, of course, they fear winter because L'Aquila is a very high city, 700 meters. And people from L'Aquila who know how cold can be winter here is frightened about thinking of their condition during the winter. The government says that in September or at least in December, population will be able to live in proper houses. Well, I'm not sure about their answers.
Are some of the people starting to move back into their houses? Are their houses being repaired, those that weren't destroyed completely?
Some started to go back to their own houses, but on June 22nd, there had been a major earthquake. It was 4.6 on the Richter scale. And many of those who went back to their own houses, decided to go back again to their tents.
How many of the homeless people living in these tent cities are immigrants? And is it even tougher for them? They have no family to support them, perhaps less money?
We don't know the percentage of immigrants because of the fact that a part of them are not regular. Many of them have left this area and are trying to find a better situation in other parts of the country.
Is it true that there is a problem of drugs there among the young people living in these tent cities because many of the people are so bored?
Well, we don't know of new drug addicts. We know that there was a community, an older community of drug addicts, and they're now in some camps. We see the problem. And we're trying to face this problem with our mobile centers, counseling, actions like those. But no, I think that there are not new drug addicts because of the earthquake. I think that in some ways this situation has strengthened the young population. They are trying to organize themselves. They're trying to keep their eye on the situation, on the rebuilding program, on the government's actions. Yes, of course, they can be tired of all the discomforts they have to face every day. But they're showing a lot of strength and dignity in their lives. They are organizing activities for elderly people, for children. And I think that they are learning maybe the biggest lesson of their life during these days.
And how specifically is Caritas helping these homeless people? What are your main activities?
Okay, Caritas is trying to activate different programs. The first one, the most important one in our opinion, is to activate actions of nearness to the population. So we have divided the area in 9 sub-areas, and in every sub-area we have different volunteers that can stay there for a long period of time. We plan to remain for months, and these people, our volunteers, has the main goal of living with the population in camps, in tents, in their places. From this action, we think that they will be able to make a reading, a screening, let's say, of the territory and see some needs and project with the population some action. So we're trying to activate social housing for students and elderly people. We are already planning the building of some schools and community centers where people can meet.
What about the city of Aquila itself? Is it starting to return to normal, or is it still rather a ghost town in the historical centre?
Well, they tried to open the historical centre some weeks ago, and they did that. But with the last aftershock, the historical centre has been closed again. The most part of the historical centre is closed. They're working there. There are builders, but people really want to live there again because it's a place where there is the identity of these people. They love that part of the town. People really miss the historical center of L'Aquila, and we hope that it will be opened again.
Do people in Aquila approve of the holding of the G8 summit there? And do they think they are likely to gain any benefits from this?
A part of the population thinks that the G8 will be an important chance for this town and for its problems. Because I think that if these big people can see with their own eyes and understand which kind of problems the people have here, they think that they could do something useful for the population. But the most part seems not to be of the same idea because they are facing many problems. From the 5th till the 11th, some areas, in the red area, you cannot go by car. In the whole town, you cannot circulate without identifying yourself, and there will be no phone service, no internet. And in the end, I think that these big countries won't find the right solution to the many problems they are having here.
But let's go now and listen to one of the homeless people and find out more about their feelings. Ludovico Rossi is a 21-year-old Italian university student living in a tent city near L'Aquila, and he gave me an insider's view of what life is like for them now.
Life in tent cities is hard. There is no privacy. There are a lot of difficulties and problems because you have to share your life with all the people who are living in the tents near yours. For young people, it's not so difficult living in camps because it's like a camping holiday. But for elderly people, problems are very much because a big number of elderly people came ill and they had problems with their health because the weather, cold temperature and humidity. In one day we have a hotness with a beautiful sunshine and after 2 hours it rains very hard and the temperature gets down 5-6 even up to 10 degrees. So for elderly people it's very difficult living in the tents.
When the sun is shining, is it very hot in the tents now?
Yes, very, very, very hot because temperature in the tents after 9 or 10 a.m. is over 35 degrees. So you cannot stay in the tent during the day if there is the sun. You have to walk all around the camp and spend the day doing something. If you work or if you study, you can spend the day in something. But if you are without a job, you don't know how to spend the day. So for the psychic condition, mental condition, that's not a good situation. But people talk, chat, so this helps the people to get just a bit better.
Are people there worried that they may still end up being in the tents when the cold weather comes, despite the government's promises?
The problem will be when, at September or October, people which haven't got a house will leave the tents because the government, with big probability, won't give us houses for September or October.
So most people there don't think that the government will keep its promises and they fear they will still be in the tents.
Fears. These people maybe are right because the mayor of L'Aquila came in the camp of Paganica and told the people how the situation is really. And he was telling that not before December or January, if not February, everybody will have a house because the government tried to keep the population with a good hope, with a good state of mind. But everybody knows that it's impossible to build houses for about 50,000 people in 2 or 3 months.
What about then, what will happen to the old people, maybe old people who are not very well? They cannot be expected to carry on living in a tent unless there is heating. Will there be heating?
Somebody says that at the end of the summer, the people who can get back in their own houses will come back in the house, and people that will be without a home will go into the hotels on the seaside of Abruzzo, where now are about 20,000 people. Especially the elderly people and the handicapped people will go there.
How would you describe in general then the mood of the people living in these tent cities?
Actually, what you can see is the fear of the people because we don't know how our future will be. But the mood is not so bad. Caritas and volunteers helped people to have something like a normal life, even if they are in the tent and in a camp.
Tell me a little bit about the tent that you live in. How many people are there living in the actual tent that you live in?
In my tent, 8 people.
Are they all from your family or are they other families?
No. My parents are in Giulianova, the seaside. I stay with my friends and with one of my friend's grandfather and a person who work actually in Caritas.
Do you and the other homeless people living in these camps approve of the holding of the G8 summit there? Do you think you are likely to gain some benefits from it?
We hope, we really hope that G8 will give benefit to L'Aquila and to the little towns which are around L'Aquila. But we have the fear that the government will take the economical benefit to other things and not to rebuild L'Aquila.
And do people living in the tent cities feel forgotten now that 3 months have gone by since the earthquake and the media is no longer paying a lot of attention to you?
Actually, we feel a little bit cast away, you know, but we hope that with G8 summit, L'Aquila can have a new, not only a new benefit, but newspapers and other like the net or television speaking again about L'Aquila could help in saying what the condition of the people in L'Aquila and hoping in other volunteers coming here to build again the city of L'Aquila. But there is a little bit of fear in the population.
And what are the lessons that should be learnt from this, and what are the people's hopes for the future?
I think that a lot of person didn't learn anything at all. A lot of people became angrier than before and much worse than before. But other people, thank God for being alive, thank God for having their family, even if they haven't got their house at all. That's been a lesson for the future. Somebody learned this lesson, some other people know.
Is there a lot of quarrelling that goes on in the tent city because of the close living conditions, the overcrowdedness?
In the whole number of the camps, there is not this kind of situation. Maybe just in one camp, Piazza d'Armi, there were cases like that one, because there are a lot of foreign people. The immigrants are in tension with Italians.
And that has become worse after the earthquake.
Yes, it became worse because of the earthquake.
That was Italian student Ludovico Rossi. And earlier you heard the voice of Andrea Piscopo from Caritas Italia, speaking on the line from L'Aquila.